Text numéro 9. Ads add up for airlines, but some flyers say it's too much. Spirit, along with Europe's leading cut-rate airline Ryanair, are unashamed industry leaders at generating revenue by renting every inch of in-flight display space to advertisers. But they're just leading the way. A growing number of US airlines are reaching out to advertisers too. Ads are appearing not only on overhead bins, seat backs and tray tables, but on flight attendants' aprons, snack boxes and napkins, and in announcements by flight crews and even in safety videos. That's sacrilege to some flyers who view a plane and a few hours alone in the air without a cell phone or other interruption as a respite from life on the ground. Frequent business traveller Michael Sommer says he was annoyed by a Lincoln automobile commercial shown before Delta Airlines pre-flight safety video. "I pay for a ticket to get from point A to point B safely," he says. "If they want to bombard me with advertising, then give me a discount." A discount isn't likely. Nobody has exact figures on how much airlines make selling advertising, but the revenue is large enough that no marketing expert foresees a rollback. Airlines realize airfares cannot be the sole source of revenue and are constantly looking for new sources to keep fares from going up too rapidly. But some marketing experts warn that the airlines may be going too far. Marketing consultant Bruce Silverman says many frequent flyers regard their in-flight experience as their private time. The growth of in-flight advertising is repellent to these passengers, an insult to paying customers. Advertisers who choose to intrude on airline passengers are likely to lose, not gain, customers. But neither the airlines nor advertisers seem concerned about any pushback. Airlines are looking for more ways to sell ads because they like the revenue, and advertisers like their captive audience. Airlines need to be sustainably profitable to be able to invest in their people, their product, and continue to serve markets. As with other modes of transportation and other industries, including sports and entertainment, advertising revenue helps offset the high costs faced by the airline industry. Still, some airlines say they're conscious about not bombarding passengers, and some are careful about who they let advertise. Airports have long been a prime advertising opportunity, but advertisers have to be more cautious about linking up with airlines. The advertiser is immediately aligning itself with the airline brand, and that is not always advantageous. If the airline does not provide good service, has long delays, has a history of safety violations, charges for every single thing, these may be elements that another brand does not want to be associated with. Adapted from USA Today, October 2011.